persecution could get stronger in China as Tibet revolts. A youth ministry is reassessing their work in violence-plagued Kenya. And church planning is the focus of a conference in the United States? These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tibet protesters publicly embarrassed China by disrupting the Beijing Olympic flame lighting ceremony. The recent crackdown on the minority group was swift and strong. It also raised the concerns of ministries like Open Doors. Dr. Carl Muller notes that
China's very sensitive to its public relations image in the run-up to the Olympics here. And they are using the repression in Tibet as a means to send a signal to all groups that don't approve of China's policies and human rights records to settle down and be quiet.
Since China wants to present a unified face, dissenting voices could mean persecution of Christians may get stronger. Although many ministries hope to use the event to share the hope of Christ, Muller says,
we need to pray for China's leaders. Because as they make these decisions to either crack down or not crack down, it's going to take the result of people's experience with persecution and either make it better or worse.
Next, many of the Ugandan girls taken by the Lord's Resistance Army were horribly abused. Some of these girls escaped, only to face rejection and discrimination in their own communities. Food for the Hungry's Greg Forney says that's why they have the New Life Center.
It's a safe compound that's protected and fenced off because many of these women really are on the brink of suicide. They're very fearful, and it provides them a refuge. Generally, we work with 20 to 30 women at a time and really handles the physical side of things in terms of skills training.
Forney says their team also concentrates on spiritual healing for these survivors.
It offers a very intense biblical counseling where they walk through the ordeal and the trauma that they've experienced, where they can actually ask forgiveness. And many of these women come to Christ during this time and literally do have a new life by the time that they're able to go on and then assimilate into their communities.
You're listening to Mission Network News. While Kenya's power-sharing deal has brought subtle peace to the country, ministry still being affected by the political and racial unrest. Book of Hope International's Cal Rott says their ministry goals this year have been put on hold.
I'll be there in a couple of days, and I'll be reassessing the situation. We have books in the country. Our distributors have not been able to get out and travel to get into the schools. I'm hoping that we'll be able to get back to that.
The Book of Hope is a harmony of the gospel that's written in the language of children and youth. Rott says one of their churches was burned down and several were killed during the unrest. The trauma has provided ministry opportunities.
People realize the political progress, economic progress is not the answer. We are finding a great opening to the gospel. Our director there, he said, when I go in and talk about hope, that's what the young people do not have.
Pray that the gospel will fill that void. Elsewhere, after a brainstorming session, Greater Europe Mission came up with the idea to send American Christian professors to a private school in North Africa. They'll train them in alternate teaching methods. Right now, the door's been open wide for this kind of outreach since governments are more concerned with Islamic fundamentalists. That means more freedom for Christians. Jem wants to see house churches multiply. Pray for their work in North Africa. And City Team Ministries San Jose branch is holding a special conference for area pastors next Thursday. Specifically, they're targeting church leaders who want to get involved with the church planting movement and how that relates to evangelism both domestically and abroad. Because churches are springing up in places traditionally resistant to the gospel, many church leaders are asking how they can bring that explosive growth to the U.S. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD, Today's Stories of Faith, to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. It features Scott Crepane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.